Hi, I'm Coral Azuz. Welcome to CNN Student News. We're starting this Monday in Syria. More than 100,000 people have been killed since a civil war started there in 2011. The United Nations aims to maintain global peace, so sometimes it gets involved in conflicts like this. This weekend, a Syrian official said the government would give UN inspectors access to any site of a suspected chemical weapons attack. The Syrian government and rebel forces have accused each other of using chemical weapons. CNN's Fred Pleitgen asked a Syrian official about that.
There are, of course, more and more videos popping up and more people accusing the government of using chemical weapons here on Wednesday. Did you use them?
Absolutely not. This is a big lie. In Syria, we have a responsible government, but at the same time, we have irresponsible enemies. These are enemies who are spreading such rumors.
A U.S. official says it's nearly certain that the Syrian government is responsible for any chemical weapons use. President Obama has called the use of chemical weapons a red line, meaning a line that could lead to U.S. action. The president talked about it with CNN's Chris Cuomo recently.
When you start seeing chemical weapons used on a large scale, and again, we're still gathering information about this particular event, but it is very troublesome.
There's strong proof they used them already, though, in the past.
Then that starts getting to some core national interests that the United States has, both in terms of us making sure that weapons of mass destruction are not proliferating, as well as needing to protect our allies, our bases in the region.